Tomorrow night, the Studio Arts Center in Crystal River presents a concert by Tampa Bay singer-songwriter Mike Jurgensen.
Love's much more than starry skies, and I wish the night could go on and on, and the darkness hang like a veil.
Mike Jurgensen grew up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He's lived in Florida since 1968. He began playing the guitar at the age of 7 and says his musical influences are quite varied.
Personally, I was raised in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and that was big James Taylor country. And so I was a big James Taylor fan for years and years and still am. He's wonderful. He is incomparable, really. Recently, though, since I really started getting active in music again about 7 years ago, John Gorka is a big influence to me. Richard Schindel, I love his songwriting. David Wilcox, Cliff Eberhardt, Cheryl Wheeler, those are some of my favorites, I'd say.
Sits out on the front porch most every afternoon. The autumn chill is welcome. Winter's coming soon. He rocks slowly in his wheelchair and hums old Gershwin tunes till they come and shake him gently and take him back up to his room.
Jurgensen has performed for many years with the popular acoustic group Myriad. The group's played at a number of acoustic coffee houses around the state and folk festivals, including the Florida Folk Festival in White Springs, the Will McLean Folk Festival in Dade City, the Swanee Spring Fest in Live Oak, the Gamble Rogers Folk Festival in St. Augustine, and the South Florida Folk Festival in Fort Lauderdale. The group has one CD out entitled New Strings, which features some of Jurgensen's original songs, including Night Dreams and Margaret.
And we lived every day. When we danced, my sweet Margaret, every head turned our way. Every night when I held you, our cares slipped away. Oh, I miss you, sweet Margaret.
Now Jurgensen's taking a new path towards a solo career.
I've been writing songs for about 7 or 8 years now. I actually, there were some that I wrote back when I was in high school, but I think that I still play maybe one of those. But I've always kind of concentrated on playing with the band, and I love that and wouldn't give it up. But there is a big part of me that wants to start branching out and maybe start doing some solo things.
In recent years, Jurgensen's achieved songwriting success.
I've placed in the final in the songwriting competition, the South Florida Folk Festival, a couple of times. And then I won the Will McLean Festival songwriting competition in 98.
His winning entry in the 1998 Best New Florida Song Contest, given out at the Will McLean Folk Festival, was titled Music Drifts Along This River.
Joined in harmony, and each circle a reunion, each one different, each one sharing. Together they will weave this tapestry. Music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight.
This weekend, Mike Jurgensen will present a solo performance at the Studio Arts Center in Crystal River,
which is a wonderful acoustic venue. Acoustic venues seem to be dropping like flies around the state. There used to be quite a good acoustic scene in Tampa, and there have been a number of good venues that have closed up, unfortunately, over the years. There are a couple more popping up here and there, but the Studio Arts Center has been there through it all, and it's just a wonderful place. It's an old house that they've renovated, and they have sofas and easy chairs and real nice, comfortable seating, friendly atmosphere, and wonderful people there. They have open mics there. They have acoustic concerts a couple of times a month, typically. And it's, of course, a nonprofit organization that they have there.
Mike Jurgensen's concert at the Studio Arts Center in Crystal River is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.